Are you kidding? I had 5 pages
right
of notes.
Right underneath them.
No. I got 1. I just went to my... I had so much written
in
down.
In your back pocket.
No, it isn't.
Huh?
Well, welcome to the buzz anyways. We'll make it work. I had 5 pages of all kinds of statistics. Welcome to the buzz. First the weekend of February.
There you go.
Chilly today.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, it's windy and the wind chills.
Oh, yeah. I guess if you wanted to felt a little wind and stuff, you should have been on Memphis-Magog yesterday.
What, you went fishing?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you catch?
Not much at all. Went up, tried to get a few lake trout up on Lake Memphis-Magog. Wind coming out of the north.
That's borders Canada, right?
Yeah. Can only fish so far, and then they come after you in a snow machine.
Oh, you're going to only go halfway across the lake?
Well, I don't know if it's halfway. I don't know what's on the Canada side, but that right there between two islands is the border painted right across the ice and stuff.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So all the fish were in Canada?
Well, I thought about bringing my passport there and going up and going through the border and going on the Canadian side, but...
Yeah, right. You don't even have a passport.
Of course I do.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I had to go to St. Lucia.
Oh, that's true. It was a big trip for you.
But, yeah, that wind was coming right out of Canada yesterday, about 15, right across a big ice cube. That was pretty good.
If anybody's at Dartmouth, go in my office and grab my notes on my desk, would you?
Why would they be there?
Because that's where I do my notes at work.
Really?
Let's talk football.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, so that was what I'm going to say is, and listen, give us a call today. You guys watch those games. 843-8623 is our number. This is what I'll say about those two games. One person on each team cost their team the game. You can cut it any way you want.
Yeah.
We can go dissect either game. You pick the game and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
What game?
Lead right out, Detroit.
That was criminal. Dan Campbell, Mr. Go for Broke, doesn't kick the field goal in the third quarter to go up 17. The game was over. They don't kick the field goal. They don't get it on fourth down. San Fran goes down and scores. Detroit comes down and fumbles. San Fran scores again. Then they score 3. And now we have a chance to tie the game up, and we decide that we're not going to. Like, what are we doing? There's 7 minutes left in the game. Like,
right.
Tie the game up. Like, I know what makes you great makes you bad. Like, honestly, I watched that game, and I'm like, they're the Celtics. The Detroit Lions are the Boston Celtics, right? The Celtics just chuck up threes, and we saw it didn't work this week. We'll get to them.
Yeah.
But he cost them the game. They were the better team that day on the field.
I think they were a better team and weren't just that day. I mean, I don't think the 49ers are playing all that special.
No, they got lucky. That was a gift for them to get to the Super Bowl. But I'm not. They were a good team early. They've been struggling, you know, down the stretch.
Yeah, I don't know who they lost or what they're doing, but
well, Debo Samuel got hurt there in the middle of it all. So,
but he played.
Yeah, but he wasn't himself.
Right.
But whatever.
I mean, that coach, you know, and it's easy to sit here. No excuses for him. He lives and dies, right?
How about
on that edge.
Yeah, but how about he defends it after?
Right.
How about come to the podium and said, you know what? That loss is on me. At some point, we have to put down the armor. And
you've got to take the points when you're in the
This
lead.
Is the
like,
playoffs. This is to get to the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
Take the points. They would have won the game. You can say what you want. That was a moment. And I'm listening to people. There's no such thing as momentum. Really?
Really?
That was a great example of momentum right there. They gave San Fran a shot in the arm, and he still could have stopped it, just kicked the field goal, and then, you know what, it's a 7-minute game, tie game. Now you see what happens. Both teams were nervous. And then we go to the Ravens. Casey. Now, I'm 6-for-6 right now in these final 2 weeks.
Boy, I don't know.
Well, ask Bob because he's got them written down.
Well, Bob will pencil whoop me anyway.
Okay, now let's get to Zay Flowers, Boston College's finest.
How do I do the gravedigger over the top of that guy at that point?
You're in the AFC Championship game. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but these are the two most important games of the season to this point. Right? They're going down the field. They complete a 50-yard pass down to the 8-yard line, and I'm going to stand over to the defender flexing my muscles.
Okay, losing.
So he gets the penalty, 15 yards. Now they go to the end zone. He tries to that was a hell of a play by the Chiefs defender. He fumbles, and then he goes to the bench whining and banging his hand on the bench and cuts his hand. He went for the triple crown in about a 5-minute stretch. That cost them the game.
Yep.
That was the game right there.
Yep.
Kelce was unbelievable. In the first half, 10 for 10. He had 10 catches in the first half.
Unbelievable. I mean, when it's time. I mean, Kelce hasn't even been in the games all that much. You know, the pass games. And then all
Well, he did have 900 and...
Yeah.
90 yards this year. Was like, we talked about the streak he had that was broken. He didn't want to play the last game to be a nuisance to his team, so he didn't get the 1,000 yards. But I'm saying to myself, okay, we're watching the game. All right, okay, this is going to Kelce. I know it. The Ravens know it. You know it.
Yep.
Bang, Kelce. And I'm like, how the hell is he open? But then you see the replay, there's literally 4 guys within 5 yards of him, but Mahomes is just zipping it in there.
Yeah.
You know, zipping it right in the windows. He's throwing the windows. Like, Mahomes, I had this argument with Kazi on the Myrtle Beach trip. He's like, KC's washed up. That I said, when they stop dropping passes, they're going to be really good again.
And yeah.
They've been underdogs. They're underdogs again this week. 3 weeks in a row, they're underdogs.
Yeah.
2-time defending Super Bowl champion.
And you're underdog. Until you take that monster.
I don't see them losing next week.
Boy, I don't either.
But you're going to pick San Fran.
I don't know. They're just different right now. And I just don't believe that Purdy can bring them through it.
I'm not going to argue with you. Are you looking for me to defend him? I'm not going to do that.
No, I'm not.
You're as good as you.
He had 2 good runs, and that's what saved him.
His running won the game.
Yeah.
I agree. 100%.
Hit him. What are we doing? Hit him.
You're not allowed to.
Oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, there he goes. 15 yards. Really?
Speaking of quarterbacks, where's Hutch? Hutch, you got to call after that beatdown, after that gag. You have to call the show. I know you were in mourning last week.
Yeah.
But you have to call the show, the Bills. So Josh Allen, I loved this yesterday, Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Keegan Bradley plays in his group. Tom Brady is his partner, and Josh Allen is in his group. They played together, Brady, Josh
Allen.
Really? Josh Allen, you can go to SportsCenter or you can Google this. So Josh Allen's in a greenside bunker yesterday. He sculls it into the bleachers. He walks out of the bunker and he chugs a draft beer. Out there on Pebble Beach. Yeah, so Super Bowl next Sunday. Listen, I'm still dry.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Just waiting.
I'll tell you who's not dry. My wife.
Really?
She has been rolling. Yep. And so I'm going to next weekend. I'm going down to visit Trey for lunch today after the show. Decided against spending the night just for obvious reasons. And yeah, I'm still rolling. Been working out. I just have to say thank you to the CCBA. I bought a month membership. It ended today. I worked out 25 of the 30 days on my little Florida trip. I missed 5 days, but I've been in there. It's been fun to see all the old people.
What happened to the ice tub? Is that gone?
Oh, Jenny's pissed at me. I put a chair on top of it. See, my hot tub, I put like a tarp on it so I don't have to shovel it. I can just put, you know, I got it covered with wood. It's kind of like the clampets.
Yeah.
Right? And I have a chair that I put on top of it, too, in case the wind blows. Well, I took the chair off, and I put it on the tub a couple of weeks ago. Well, the thing's, it's just frozen in the tub. I'm like, listen, if you can chop the foot of ice out of that tub, you can get the chair out of there. So she's looking for the tub. I think we found a place she can go.
Huh.
Yeah, she that's a big part of her life. And, yep, so... Next weekend, like I told your father, Saturday evening, little get-together.
For the Super Bowl.
Eve, though. I figured I'm not going to ruin my Monday this year. I'll ruin Sunday.
Yeah.
Little Saturday evening get-together. And so, listen, we need to... I am not going to get to go to the service or celebration of life, so... You know, over the last 6-8 weeks, I've been saying hi to Pete Jasmine over there from JS. Well, we lost Pete on Wednesday morning. Pete's gone. I got a text from Todd Holmes at 6 a.m. His son-in-law. I just want to say Pete was, and I talked about Pete a month ago. He was just one of them guys. You know, JAS is kind of out there, you know, out by the bridge out there in West Heartland or whatever it is. And I used to drive out there all the time. And really one of the reasons was that I get to talk to Pete for 15, 20 minutes. He was an absolute New England sports nut. It drove him crazy. I mean, he loved it when obviously we were winning all the Super Bowls. But, you know, the Red Sox drove him crazy. And I just want to say he was such a good man, and I know that his wife Sandy's going to miss him, and Toby and Lisa. And I'm just sorry I can't be there Thursday because I know that's going to be a hell of an event because Pete was just – he was well-liked by everybody. So goodbye, Pete. Rest in peace. We love you. And, man, it's just tough. You know, Toby, so close to his dad. They own their business, And that's it. I say hi to Mem over there in West Lab, fighting it as well. Like, it's just, you know, it's all around us.
Yep.
So just keep plugging, everybody. Be happy to get up in the mornings, what I'd tell you. The Jacksonville Jaguars. How about this one? This is a great story. They're asking FanDuel Sports to refund $20 million in stolen proceeds by a former employee, Amit Patel. Mid-level finance manager pleads guilty to stealing $22 million through a virtual credit card system that the Jags use for expenses. He lost $20 million to FanDuel and $1 million to DraftKings. I mean, at some point, don't you check your transactions?
You would think.
$22 million? FanDuel's not paying that back.
Why would you?
I wouldn't. Like, it's...
You lost it,
you
right?
You made the bet.
Yeah.
They didn't care whose money it was.
Right.
I wonder if he actually won a bet. That's what I was thinking. How do you lose $21 million?
I don't know. That ain't winning too many bets. But if he'd have won it,
that's a lot of
heard of
that's
it.
A lot of nights at the Legion. All right. You listen to The Buzz. Rich and Woody, give us a call. 843-8623. We're going to be winging it the rest of the way, it looks like. But
oh, no problem.
We're good at that.
Bam!
Welcome back to The Buzz. No, I'm getting all kinds of texts. I'm reading the texts. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a stat I had written down. I'm sorry, I don't have all the facts, but this is mind-boggling to me. Alabama, over time, has had 450 players drafted by the NFL.
Yeah.
And they're fifth all time.
Really?
You know who's number one?
UCLA.
Notre Dame.
Really?
Yeah. Notre Dame's number one. I think USC's two. Ohio State's up there. It's Alabama and one other team. So Alabama's had 450. There has never been an Alabama player has never scored 1 point in the Super Bowl. Not 1 point.
When does Notre Dame put all these people in? Is this like a statistic back in...
This is over time, yeah, in the modern era.
Yeah, but when did they put the most in? Like in the 80s?
What's that matter?
Well...
We still had Super Bowls. This is our 58th Super Bowl. They're calling this the Swifty 8 Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
There's been 58 Super Bowls, so go back that amount of time. They haven't, Alabama hasn't had a player score a point. They've had four MVPs. They've had Bart Starr twice, Joe Namath, and Kenny Stabler, all quarterbacks. You know, actually, Bart Starr was the MVP of the first two Super Bowls. I think Namath was in the third or fourth Super Bowl. And then Kenny Stabler with the Raiders. But they haven't scored a point in the Super Bowl. I just find that hard to believe. I looked everywhere.
Huh. How many, isn't the Titans... Henry.
Yeah.
He's a Alabama guy.
He's never played in the Super Bowl.
Has the Titans been there since he's been there to the Super Bowl?
No. If he got in the Super Bowl, he'd have gotten the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
He's a free agent. Would you take him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get to the Patriots. Listen. Woody's going nuts over the Celtics on the break, and we'll get to that. Let's save that for the top of the hour. Let's get to the Patriots. Okay, so they hired a D coordinator. They hired an offensive coordinator who just got fired by Cleveland. He was probably like their 10th choice, but they hired him. He's 53. He's been coaching in the league for 29 years, so that brings some stability to the young coaching staff. Mayo's never been a head coach. What are they doing with the draft? Who?
I can, you know what? It's almost a lock they're going to take a quarterback in the first round. Would we? Probably not. But
this is what I
would do. The media is so hard on this, and they're going to go with it. They're going to get a quarterback.
I think they are, the way Kraft's talking. He actually needs to be quiet. He's losing it. But, I mean, you got Jonathan Kraft. They don't even have a GM. They got Jonathan Kraft's going to be making the picks, it looks like. This is what I would do, myself personally. Chicago, the first pick's taking Caleb Williams, although he told him he doesn't want to play for him. It's kind of like the Eli Manning. And
who's he from?
USC.
Quarterback.
He's from the D.C. area, too, and Washington has the second pick. But he said he doesn't want to play for Chicago, but... And plus, he's a headache. He wants to be a team owner. He wants to do this. The guy hasn't even been in the league yet, and he's like making all these demands. So he's not going to get a warm welcome from the players. That's what I'll tell you. So they're going to take him. And if he doesn't want to play for them, then they have to make a decision. They'll take Drake May from North Carolina. Now Williams slides down to Washington. Now the Patriots are left. They could take the Heisman Trophy quarterback from LSU, or they take the wide receiver from Ohio State. Okay, so we're GMs for a minute.
Yeah.
What are the chances of one guy being a difference maker compared to the other? Like, what's the percentage of quarterbacks that come out in the first round that actually make a difference?
Not many.
Very, very few.
I'm saying you go for the receiver.
I agree. I'd take the receiver. Unless you move up and get the quarterback you want. If you can move up into that one hole, which you could trade to three, then Chicago wouldn't have to make the decision. And then we would give them the third pick and the 34th pick in the draft, and I don't even know, first round pick next year or something. That's not the Patriot way. They usually trade down, if everybody recalls, every draft, right? So I would take the wide receiver. I would trade for Justin Fields because Chicago's now going to have a young quarterback.
Yeah.
And Justin Fields, he's not great, but he's way better than Mac. And you don't have to pay him a lot. He's still young enough where he's not, you know, the common denominator is your window to win a Super Bowl is to have like the top five greatest quarterbacks all time, like Mahomes, or you have a quarterback on that rookie contract for four years or 5 years, whatever it is. Like, that's why Dallas had that window of opportunity with Prescott when he was making nothing. They could sign everybody around him, right? And that's what the Patriots thought was going to happen with Mac Jones. He makes like $2 or $3 million a year, right? Meanwhile, this Daniel Jones gets like 35 to 40 from the Giants, and Hurts is making 50 over there in Philly. Mahomes is making 55. The guy who, Lamar Jackson, you know, choked again. He's played in four playoff games. His teams are averaging 10.5 points a game. Meanwhile, they beat three games over 500 this year in the NFL with an average margin of by 26 points, but they go in the playoffs and just absolutely lay an egg. So the high-priced quarterbacks don't always work out because they hamstring you. There's no deferred money like the stupid Major League Baseball and the Dodgers. So I myself personally have taken the wide receiver and finding a quarterback. But that's not what the Patriots will do.
I think if they don't take the quarterback, they go and get, who is it, Marvin Harrison?
Yeah.
And then take care of your line. Give me a line. Okay. And then
there's a bunch of linemen in the draft, so they can get an offensive.
Right. So get your line fixed. Marvin Harrison, pick up a couple more, okay, or if you can get another stud to catch your ball, yep. Jones in back.
No, come on.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
How come this guy is still with the Patriots?
Because they're going to trade him at draft night.
There ain't no one looking to trade for him. What are you going to get for him? He's done. It's over. I'm going
to
tell you.
You could trade him to the Montreal Alouettes up there in Canada. And he's not our quarterback. Stop it.
Listen, I don't want him as much as you, but you got to look at what's happening. I'm telling you, somebody in there, whether it's the coach or whatever, give me a line, give me a few receivers. Jones will get us through until we can find the quarterback that we really want.
Give me a guy. Okay, so we're going to play a guy who throws off his back foot and throws change-ups.
Yeah.
Every time he throws a pass, it looks like a punt.
Yeah.
He's not the quarterback. He's not an NFL quarterback.
You don't have to yell at me. I understand.
Send him to San Fran. Let him be a backup, a Dallas or whatever. He's not...
Okay.
He's not an NFL quarterback. He's like the long list of Alabama quarterbacks. He's just not. He played in Alabama with the best 22 players in the country, right? I could have played for Alabama. We probably would have went 13-1 at first quarterback. Like, come on. He's had 3 years.
Listen.
I don't care if he's shell-shocked, mentally gone, whatever. Physically, he can't do it. He can't do it.
You don't have to explain to me. I'm not here saying I want him. I'm looking at what the Patriots are doing. It's just like the Red Sox. We're going after Ohtani. We're going to get him.
Yeah,
that's our man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Red Sox are out.
Yeah, right. Same with the pitcher.
Right. But what I'm saying is he's still there.
Okay. If Mac Jones is a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
That stadium will be half full. It will be full because the other teams will buy all the tickets. Patriots people are not going to buy season tickets with Mac Jones.
I agree.
It's not going to happen. Don't. Oh, my God. I can't even digest that. Mac Jones is going to be the starting quarterback next September. No. Nope. No way. Him and Zappy won't even be on the team.
We can only hope.
I mean, and the Red Sox, that's another story. So they hired Theo Epstein yesterday.
Who did?
The Red Sox.
Did they? I didn't even
hear. Fenway Sports Group did.
Yeah.
They're not, and they listed on the article, it's like soccer team, Penguins, Red Sox. That's the order. They own a NASCAR team. Now they're in LIV Golf. They're in five. They got their feet in five different pools.
We'll go on and talk about that.
All right, we'll come back with the Red Flops. We still have Cora, too.
Bam!
You look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind. Rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I say, yeah. When you hot, you hot.
When you hot, you hot.
When you hot, you hot. Put all the money in and let it roll again. When you hot, you hot.
Who the hell's hot in New England? Every team is like Gag City besides the Bruins. Nick Dunlap. That's the guy. Okay, so Woody's back on the Pats. Read that text.
Minshew.
Gardner Minshew.
The numbers man.
The guy lives in his van in the summertime.
That's okay.
No, it's not. He's not the quarterback of the future.
What's that got to do with being the quarterback if you live in your van?
Really? You want your quarterback living in a van? I'm just saying, like, he's a little guy. He's all right. Listen, if you want to win five games, great.
Who do you think could be our quarterback to win nine games?
Nobody with the team we have.
Right.
Okay, so this is what I wanted to ask you. They're saying it's a four-year rebuild. What the hell do we do the last 4 years after Brady left?
Exactly.
What were we doing? We weren't rebuilding? Like, now we're going to rebuild for 4 years?
Oh, now we're going to spend a ton of money.
They say that. Who are they spending it on?
Right. It's the same way as the Red Sox. But look it. Do you think that Belichick and Kraft were good friends?
Not at the end.
Right. So does Kraft want to put Belichick down?
Yes. Might be one of the reasons why he didn't get a job because of Kraft.
Could be.
Yep.
And now we can dump a lot of money just to make him look bad, like Bill didn't want to spend. What? When I thought that if Kraft wanted to spend anyway.
Why the hell would anybody not want to spend? If I'm
right.
If I'm the GM and you're my owner, right?
Yeah. We need money. We got to go. We need this
money. I'm spending money till they tell me not to.
Right.
I'm spending all the money I can. Bill spent all the money that he was allowed to spend. It's not his money.
So it's Kraft.
Yeah. It's always been Kraft.
Okay. Now, they always say, well, Bill was cheap. He wouldn't do this. He wouldn't do that. Now, Kraft's making it look like it was Belichick.
Now, I would.
And it was never him.
I would agree with that if Bill was the owner and the GM. If Bill's watching his own money.
Right.
Then I get it. Bill wasn't watching. Do you know anybody who gives you an open checkbook? Said, you know what? I'm going to try to save you some money. Like, that's not how it works.
Right.
You're out there trying to get the best players available. You pay what you can. You know, Brady kind of ruined everything because he took that hometown discount for 20 years, but he thought everybody would. And then
right.
He got used to this. You know, that's how Bill got used to dealing with people. Like, you know, even Red Auerbach, you read all the stories in the old days. Guys come in for a contract. Well, this is what I'm paying. That's not enough. Okay, well then, all right, see you later. Yep, okay, I'll sign it. Right?
But for some reason, it went to Belichick for not wanting to spend money.
Right.
Which ain't right.
Yeah, but we're finding out now. The more chatter going on, that Kraft is the Kraft's.
He is.
It's all
there.
He's it. Do you think that the GM for Dallas has any control on how much money he has to spend with Jerry Jones in the building?
No, it's all up to Jerry.
Right, it's up to every owner of every
yeah.
team. Look at the Red Sox, John Henry. He's got five things. He's got his hand dipped in. Right, the Red Sox are number five in the priority.
Right.
Right?
That's why we're not seeing anybody.
We're not. I mean, Sam Kennedy comes out, we're not going to spend this year. Like, how stupid can you be? They're killing him. Why would you say that to your fan base? Yeah, we're not going to spend money this year. Okay.
Okay, I'm not coming to the game.
Right. Don't
That's
go
all
to,
you got
to
do.
Yeah, don't go to the games. No.
How much money did Henry have to put into the PGA?
I don't know. He gave him a check for $3
billion. That ain't terrible, is it? How many people are you going to see after you write a check for that?
I have no idea.
None.
I don't get it. Like, I don't...
This is why we're on food stamps in Fenway.
Henry should sell the team. I mean, I think we all know that, right? He doesn't. he thinks that we're going to rest our laurels on the titles that we won yesteryear, right? That those days are gone. Like, nobody looks at... I mean, I read an article about Nick Saban. They had, if you can Google Nick Saban, they have like 11 funny stories from guys that he coached with. They're coming out and telling these crazy Nick Saban stories. One year they won a national title. They had Monday off. They came in Tuesday morning. He sat down with all the coaches. He says, all right, that was a good season. You know, we played good. We came together. Okay, now let's get recruiting. Like, they're like, what? Like, we're not going to celebrate this? Like, nope, on to the next year. Right? Yeah. Same thing, Belichick. Same exact thing. But that being said, Kraft has always pulled the strings on the cash. And what's the difference? I mean, obviously, I got like 10 grand in the bank. But if you're a billionaire, what's an extra, I don't know, $300,000? Or what's an extra $300 million to a guy who has billions?
Right.
To fill your seats and make you... You know, make your fan base happy.
Yeah,
we've always said you don't have to win Super Bowls. You don't have to win the World Series. You have to compete for one. Right? The Patriots and Red Sox, it's almost like Kraft got together with John Henry and said, all right, let's just screw all the fans. Like, and people are sick of it. Like, and I don't know where it's going, but Kraft better spend some money this year. He better spend the...
You know, we talk about that all the time. We talk about the Red Sox spending all the time. We're going to spend. We've got mega money to spend, and we don't spend it. Okay? What is Henry? He's a businessman. He's got all this stuff going on. Okay? So if he can bring in the money just by filling them seats, he's doing what he wants to do.
But he doesn't even have to fill the seats. It's all TV revenue. So they're
right.
I mean, look at the Pittsburgh Pirates. When's the last time they were relevant?
Right. That's what I'm saying. He's an owner making money, as much money as he wants to, with what he's got.
I've told
and
this.
And he never competes.
I've told the story a million times. I was at Baker Hill, introduced to this guy. The guy, oh, he's one of the owners of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm like, oh, wow, nice to meet you. I said, Are you going to get some guys? Like, you're going to spend some money? Like, aren't you sick of, like, being in the cellar all the time? He's like, I don't really need to.
He's not a sport guy.
He's a businessman.
He hasn't got that. He's a businessman, and winning means nothing to him as long as he's making the money he wants to make. He's not
Well, he's in the wrong business.
Right. He's in the right business.
For himself.
But he's not in the business. Like, the best owner you could have is, I want to win every World Series there is.
The Dodgers. The new owner for the Dodgers.
I want to win every one.
KC seems to be doing well, too. They get anybody they want. They sign all these great players every single year. Right? They sign everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to give the Jets credit. As bad as they are, they're trying.
Yeah.
They have a good team. You threw Rodgers on that Jets team last year with that defense, they would have been a hell of a team.
Yeah.
I agree. But so it's just getting tiresome. And the problem is we don't see any progress. Like the Red Sox.
We're not building. We're not building.
Okay, so what we've done is we've built the farm system. I did a little investigation this week.
Okay.
Out of the hop. Top, okay, so that's our new thing, right, in Boston. We got all these hot prospects, and that's how we're going to do it. We're going to build it up. We're not going to pay anybody. We're going to build it up with our homegrown kids.
So if we build up our farm system, okay, we get the guys, we get people that come through. They come to the majors. They got them for 5 years.
Yeah, and then we don't re-sign them.
And then we're going to let them go.
Yeah.
And we're going to have more down
Mookie
here.
Betts, Bogarts.
I
know.
The money ball way.
Okay, so listen to this, though. We don't have a great farm system. We have three of the top 100 prospects in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
Three out of 100 of the top prospects. We have three. We're ranked 13th. We're ranked 13th in prospects. the Red Sox.
Yeah.
How many teams make the playoffs? 12?
Yeah.
We're ranked 13th. And we're trying to, and we think that we're going to win the World Series with our prospects. That's not a thing anymore.
Right.
Free agency's the ticket. You got to pay the guys, the good players. Okay, now let's get into culture. Who the hell wants to come and play for New England Patriots right now? Said nobody.
Right.
Nobody. Everybody came because Brady was here. He's gone. Bill's gone. Nobody wants to play. Who wants to play for the Red Sox and get underpaid?
Nobody.
Right. It's all got to change. It's got to change from the top. You know, if I hear Kraft say one more time he sat on the bleachers and watched the Patriots, you know, 35 years ago on the cold bleachers, I'm going to throw up. Like, forget about it. Though, anything that's behind us is behind us. We're moving forward here. And, like, just get in the game at least. Just get in the game. Like,
right. Well, we even said that, you know, we know the day's coming when Brady leaves. And it's going to be tough. Okay? Well, it came.
We weren't prepared.
And we weren't prepared.
Nope.
And you don't see any building going on.
We did bring in Cam Newton.
Oh, that's right. You know what? Maybe we could get him back.
He still thinks he can play. I don't know. I don't know. It's fun to talk about, but it pisses you off. Like, come on, listeners. Jump in here. 843-8623. You have thoughts about this. Like, I look at our coaching. Now, we'll get to the Celtics here in a minute. But
what is it? The numbers man jumped in with 28th out of 30th in spending?
The Patriots?
Yeah.
No, so over the last 10 years, they're 32nd.
There you go.
In the last 10 years combined, we're 32nd out of 32 in spending.
And how are you going to do anything with that? You're not.
Yeah, you are. You're going to finish last.
Right.
And get a big high draft pick.
Yeah.
And then you'll screw that up. All right, you listen to The Buzz. Rich and Woodrow.
Bam!
Story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace. That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got eight cylinders and
in the house
all
of the rising sun.
Just won't stall.
Listen to The Buzz, Rich and Woody. We got to get back to like Earth, Wind, and Fire and Cooling the Gang, Tobin. I know Greg did a tribute to what's that stupid band he listens to?
I don't know.
He tells the story about the singers and the life stories of these people.
It was the Ramones.
The Ramones. Like, does anybody listen to the Ramones in the Upper Valley besides Greg? Have you ever met anybody, Tobin, who listens to Ramones?
I have to every Saturday.
I understand that. Besides him. No. Okay, I agree.
So how'd you golf or do?
Okay, so Nick Dunlap. We need to have a long conversation, so I'm gonna put it out there before the break because we're headed to the top of the hour. So Nick Dunlap wins the tournament out there in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
29 under par.
As an amateur.
Yep. Wins $750 in the pro shop. Meanwhile, the guy who finished second won $1.5 million. Nick goes back to Alabama, sophomore in Alabama, meets with his teammates, coach, family, friends, turning pro, which he didn't have a choice. Like he needed to turn pro. He's got exemptions in the U.S. Open, the Masters, PGA Championship, two-year exemption on the PGA Tour, da-da-da-da-da. And I try to tell you people, there's a difference between playing for fun and playing for money. Nick Dunlap just played at Pebble Beach and finished last. He missed the cut, and he finished last. He tied for last at six over par. He's going to get it. Like, it's tough. That first time you actually play for money, I remember the first pro tournament I played in, I have the check somewhere. I won $221 down in Florida. I was so friggin' happy. Cost me $300 to get into it. But I've tried to explain this to you as best I could, but it's a real thing. Like, you just, I was thinking about it. When I got my amateur status back 5 years ago or so, I played in my first event. And I've only played in a couple. So I played in the New Hampshire Senior Amateur. It was the craziest thing. I was a late entry. I ended up playing with two guys. One guy played with a yellow ball. They both shot like 80 to 90. And I didn't play great. I shot 72 that first round. And, you know, they had no idea if I was a good golfer or not. So like, and one of the old guys goes, "Boy, you played pretty good today." I go, "Yeah, thank you." And I shot 67 the next day, won the tournament. And I was thinking about it the other day. You know, I hit some shots that second round that I never would have hit as a professional golfer. I'm thinking about a front right pin over water. Like, you know, I would always just hit it to the middle of the green and, you know, have a long birdie putt, not take a chance. And I was just firing at the pins, and I'm just laughing at myself. Like, this is just like, it's like playing Monopoly, you know, with fake money. You know, you're out there, you know, you're in the woods. You're not pitching out anymore. You're trying to hit these miracle shots. And, you know, and Nick, yeah, you can do that as an amateur. You cannot do that. Every stroke costs you money. Like, when you get done around and you end up finishing third and miss second by, you know, and where I played, you know, it was a couple $1,000s that you lost. And so he's playing for money now. It's a different mindset. You know, he's played team golf at college, which is really hard to do for great players, because they, you have to sacrifice for the team. You have to pitch out. You have to be able to make a bogey sometimes and take it. Take it for the team instead of trying to hit a miracle shot and making a quadruple bogey. And now you set your team back. So he's used to that part of it. But I'm actually happy for him that he did finish last, because you always have to learn how to lose before you have to learn how to win. And, you know, now he's playing it. He's in the majors. And he's already won out there, so he knows he can win. But now he has to get his mind he's thinking about the money. And what happens is he's going to get to a point where money's irrelevant. Now right. you're playing to win again. Right now he's trying to win money, right? Once he gets past that money part of it, I can name like 10 guys that I play with my whole life. They just stood by the scoreboard after they played, and they were just, okay, I'm making this and making that. They'd see the prize breakdown. And I'd come in and say, "What'd you win?" And they go, "I don't know. Like, I have no idea." Like, I never worried about it. I remember one time I won the Portland Open, and the guy gave me a check for $7,500, and I was just thrilled to death. I'm like, "Oh, my God, $7,500, you know?" I'm thinking about the mortgage and, yeah, you know, stuff that I'm going to pay with it. And he goes, "I'm really sorry, Rich." He goes, "You know, this should have been a $10,000 check. Because, you know, the purse should have been bigger." I said, "Listen, if you'd have given me $2,000, I just won a professional golf tournament, and any money you give me is a bonus." He will get there. It won't take him long, believe me. This is, you know, it's like he's green.
Yeah.
And it's a real thing. And I'm glad that you got to see it, because we talked about it. It's something that's real. But he'll snap out of it, and then he'll start making cuts and start, you know, competing for wins. And then that's just how it works. You just don't step in there and win. Nobody's Tiger. It's just song we know. Woody's favorite song. Man, we've had this song forever, haven't we? Woody's farting around. He got new headphones, by the way. Taped them right up for him. Like, he's broke him again. You can hear him farting around with it. Okay, let's get some calls here. This is what I was thinking on the air. So I've got people texting me. I got someone drinking coffee on their deck, and we got people going to the dump. Call the show. There
Who
it is.
Is it?
Thanks for the call. We're busy. I want people to.
Hutch.
Was it really?
It was.
Yeah,
it was Hutch?
Of course it was.
Yeah, he hung up, apparently.
I want people to call the show, 843-860, and tell us what your routine is for the sports buds. Like, whether it's to go to the dump or sit in your garage drinking Budweiser. Remember we had the guy up there in Woodsville who used to call? I'd love to hear what you're – like, for me personally, when I always leave like at – well, this morning I got up and worked out, but – normally I get up and I leave the house like 8:45 so I can listen to Greg's show, you know, driving into town. I sit out in the parking lot quite often so I can get information on high school sports. So that's kind of my routine. But I'd love to hear the routines for the buds, what people do. Like, we had guys call mowing their lawn, chopping wood, right?
Ice fishing. Who is it?
What's up, fellas?
Oh, there he is.
Are you okay? You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, I didn't call in. I had to go back out for my granddaughter's birthday.
Yeah.
I had to go back out to Naples. I was on the road two weekends.
So you can't call from out of state?
I'm not a big phone guy, man. I was thinking about
it. Tell.
And then I was like, the hell with it.
You were a big phone guy when they went in.
That ain't true. I ain't a phone guy. Give me a
He's
break.
He's getting you going.
Hey, this is Hutch, big Buffalo Bills fan.
What you think of the game, Hutch?
You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, actually, to tell you the truth, all of a sudden, the Buffalo Bills receivers were dropping balls left and right. I mean, we had two touchdown passes dropped.
Yeah.
The defense, man, I got to give McDermott credit, man. I bust his chops all the time. But, dude, I mean, we bring a guy in off the streets, put him in middle linebacker, call in the defense. He was going on vacation, and they called him and said, hey, man, suit up. We need you. And what happens? He goes out. So we had a special teamer. I don't know. I don't like making excuses, but
okay,
that defense was just decimated. That's why Kelsey was so open.
Okay, but crap aside, you had the game in your hands, driving down the field in the last drive.
It.
You decide to
it.
Throw the ball three times.
I get it. Look, it is what it is, man. I get it.
Why did you say all that other stuff? We could have went right to the final drive.
Yeah.
You ran it down their throats.
It shouldn't have got there, though. It really shouldn't have got there. I mean, Diggs makes that catch. Cooks makes that catch. He walks in the end zone. That changes the complexion.
Yep.
You know, you can get a little more aggressive on defense, which we had to do because we were so shorthanded. I was saying in the stands, I was like, you know what, guys? The only way we're going to stop them is blitz. We're just going to have to send the house and hope we get lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I don't know. It was just ironic. I remember after the game saying that, you know, the guys, I was like, we dropped so many passes just like it happened to Mahomes. I mean, that one, the Diggs, was right in his hands. It was right in front of me. And he, he had the guy beat.
What was the final score, Hutch?
Oh, Jesus.
17-7?
They lost by 3.
Seven.
Yeah, we lost.
But we lost how many points did KC score?
I'm sorry, bud?
How many points did KC score?
27, right?
27-24. Hutch, what was the mood after the game in Buffalo? Because you had everything set right up for you. Home game right there.
It wasn't bad, man. I mean, the parking lot. You know, it wasn't bad. The punks are punks. You know, you get those idiots. Like, my son was telling me, you know, they had pictures of guys, you know, a couple of them sitting down crying. Like, you know, I don't know. But it wasn't bad, you know.
I always love that, fans crying at a freaking pro sporting event.
Man. It's just such a bad look. You know, I'm like, give me a break. We're the mafia. Shut up, you know. I know.
It's entertaining. Detroit wins a playoff game. First time in 31 years. Everybody's in the bleachers bawling. I'm like, what are you doing? Go home.
I know. Go shovel your deck. You know, life goes on. We'll see, man. We need a receiver. Obviously, we need number two. But,
listen to this story before you go. So my first Giant game I ever went to, Barb's family had season tickets, right? And her cousin had bought them off Barb's mother. So they brought me to the game, Timmy Finnegan, right? He's a Giant fan. Yeah. His wife's a Jets fan. I go to the game, and I'm sitting there watching the game, and I was a neutral fan. And people were so pissed at me. They kept saying, who are you cheering for? I'm like, I'm just cheering for good plays. Like, I don't care who wins, right? And so the Giants lose the game, and the stadium's empty, and I'm in there with Tim. He's sitting in his seat with his head down between his legs. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I cannot believe we just lost that game. I go, are you kidding me? Let's get outside, start drinking. This game's over.
Hey. Yeah, no, I know. I, you know, people, like, I get to work, hey, man, real sorry. I was like, what are you sorry about?
I
sorry
know.
About being at work?
Yeah.
You know? But, you know.
I know. Yeah. It's just sports.
Yeah, I just have such a great time out there.
Yeah.
You know, and plus yeah. Bills fans were callous. And it's yeah. funny, because on the way home, I was talking to Gene. I was like, hey, man, we're going to renew next year. And we're like, well, you know, we could do it. But, and then my son, who's pretty superstitious, sure enough, we go out to the birthday party. We're at the bar at the hotel in Canandaigua. And he goes, hey, Dad, you're going to get season tickets. And I was like, I don't know why. You don't go. And he goes, no, man, I decided I want to start going again. So I was like, there you go, Gina. We got to get him again.
No, you got to buy those tickets. You got a good team. You got to buy them. Because you know what? You're going to get to the point where you can't go to the games. Get rid of the tickets
True
when
story.
You can't go to the games. Like, you know what? It's like when we go to Fenway. I haven't been to Fenway in a while. I love going to Fenway. I walk in the park. I feel like I'm playing. Like,
oh,
with
no,
all
hey,
the people.
Dude, I should – give me your number. I'll text you I'll text you the picture of the stadium from the parking lot at night.
Yep.
It was cool. You know, the atmosphere was great, man. It really was.
252-9483.
Yeah. Hey, Woody, real quick, man. You said you were up on – I'm from Maybach.
Yeah. Yes.
And you – yeah, because our deer camp's on McGalloway.
Yeah.
And that feeds I'm from Maybach.
Huh.
You go up there again, let me know.
Jeez, don't worry. He will.
Camp.
He will.
Oh,
no, we're right on the McGalloway, Woody.
Huh.
We're right on the McGalloway River. As a matter of fact, we sit in this little cove, and that's where we ice drink. You know what I mean?
Nice.
What do they catch here?
A lot of brookies, man.
You never caught one, have you?
Huh?
What do you catch up there, a cold?
No, man, brookie, well, you know, Budweiser's flu. You know, that goes around pretty good.
All right.
I'll tell you what, that's cold.
Right, got...
Okay, man.
See you, Hutch.
All right, later.
Next year, kid. Yep. There you go.
He's talking about Memphis Magog.
Yeah.
All right. How and why I think of these things.
Because you're Woody.
Yep. So we go out there, and I'm looking at an island. It's not a great deal ways away, probably a half a mile. And I go, we ought to go down there fishing. I heard they get some down. We don't know about the ice. Well, the ice was fine, whatever. But I go, there's an ice line on that lake that goes from shore to shore.
Yep. United States and Canada.
Yep. I know if I step on that, over that line right there, and I don't know if it's true or not, but there's going to be somebody coming out on a snow machine or something, and they're not going to be friendly.
Right. They're going to.
They're going to
put you through the
ringer.
They're
going to take all my lake trout, my fishing pole, and everything.
Yep.
But yet we can let people come across in Texas and take down this stuff. I don't get this part of it.
So you cross a line, you get taken in, you cross the wall, you come on in.
Come on in. Go underneath the bridge, we'll give you a plane ride somewhere. What is the difference? I don't know.
I don't. You just.
But I do know if I cross that line, I'm in trouble.
You should have tried it.
No.
I can't imagine there's someone sitting up on the lake looking for someone to freaking cross the line on the ice. I think you're a little paranoid.
Listen, I had a little bit of that back in the day when my kids were like 5 and 6 years old. I got up to Rouse's Point and it looked like it was closed. I said, I didn't know they ever closed the border down like you. Huh, okay.
You just went through?
And I went around and went, and you ain't never heard a horn that went off like that. I snapped the brakes on, backed up, looked it over a little bit, and there was a lane right next to the building open. I pulled in there, and that girl was about peeing her pants laughing. I says, I thought you were closed. I didn't know why you would be closed.
Close the border?
Yeah. She just asked me a couple questions. She weren't mad. I mean, obviously, if I was making a run for it, I wouldn't have stopped.
I went up there. Me and Leafy went up. I tried to qualify for a Champions Tour event up in Montreal when I was 50. We come to the border. Guy looks at me. Got anything in your bags and stuff you need to know about? Nope. Leif, says Leif, you got anything? No, just a couple cans of Skull. I'm like, here we go. They pull us in, right? We got to go in the room. They get to confiscate, look through all the crap. We get in the car, go, Leif, I have Skull with me too, right? Sometimes it's just better just to fib a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that now, Rich. I said, okay. It cost us an hour. You got anything with you? Same thing happened. We went to Swaziland from South. We went to South Africa, two winners in a row, play golf. We go to Swaziland. They're like, and all the guys like, listen, you get to the border in Swaziland, shut your mouth. You know, they're machine guns, the whole bit, how it works over there. And we pull in. We had a car full. We had four of us. And one of our guys started running his mouth. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, they already warned us. They pulled us over. They took our golf, everything. Our luggage, our golf bags, we had it all shredded across the freaking side of the road. They were looking for something. Just because one kid was stupid.
Had to run his mouth.
Yeah, just be quiet. Like, yeah. They're just looking for a reason.
Right.
Yeah, that was terrible. The Montreal thing was funny. It wasn't like we were in a big hurry, but it was just like, you got anything with you? No, just a couple cans of Skull and... Oh, my God. So Winnipesaukee, they canceled the Winter Hockey Classic and moved it to, oh, my God, over there in Winnesquam. What's the golf course? Not Mojilaki. They moved it to another lake over there. They got it off Winnipesaukee, the big lake, because of the ice.
Is it going to Winnesquam?
No.
Little Squam?
Wombat.
Wakawam.
Wakawam.
Yeah. So they moved it up on the hill.
Yeah.
It's not far from it, yeah. Probably 5 minutes.
200 teams on Wakawam this weekend.
Wakawam.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a golf course, too.
I didn't know they had a golf course.
All right, you're listening to Buzz. Hey, give us a call. Tell us what you do on your Saturdays to listen to this show. 843-8623. 843. Keep the text coming, too. I love the text.
Bam!
All right, here we go. 843-8623. All right, Woody. Trey's going in Monday at noon. Surgery.
Getting caught.
Yeah, he's all nervous. I'm just like, you'll be fine. It's just part of life. Getting the labrum done.
Yeah.
Got the arm thing on, arm hanging out for 6 weeks. It's going to be cute with those dogs.
Trying to get through a door.
I know, it's going to, I mean, a lot, everybody's had it. It's just tough. So tomorrow I'm going to do something I've never done. I'm going to the River Valley Club.
Really?
I'm going to take a little tour. I'm going to graduate, I think.
Who is it?
Hey, it's Hutch again. Sorry. Hey.
Don't be sorry,
my son just called me up. Well, my son just called me up, tuned me up. It's a Maybog, Lake of Maybog, up in Arrow. I got it wrong. I got the wrong lake.
Oh.
Right. Right?
Wow. That's all right.
But, hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Rich, I was thinking about it. That's not a bad idea, that Minshew idea.
What?
I'm telling you, it's not a bad idea. If you think about it, they bring in that wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
Build that offensive line, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Cousins is out there. Cousins is out there. Mayfield.
He's got a torn Achilles.
Antsy. No, I know, but he's coming back. But no, my point is,
yeah,
that is not a bad idea. I mean, then a quarterback will look at New England and say, well, they got the stud wide receiver, got a good tight end, offensive line's good, got a decent running back. You don't know. You know what I mean? I mean, look at this Bryce Young. The guy, he's not going to pan out.
This is what I would tell you, Hutch. If I was a Buffalo Bill fan, I'd want the Patriots to get Gardner Minshew, too.
No, man, it's not a conspiracy. But
don't give me this crap. That's like me calling you and saying you guys should trade Allen and take Baker Mayfield. Like, stop it.
Well, I'm serious. I was just thinking about it, man. It
all right. Good thought.
All right, man. Later.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Let's get to the Celts. I just want to say this before we start. How much money did we pay Brown?
$50 million.
A year?
Yeah.
$314 million contract or something like that. He scored 8 points in two different games this week. Eight. I think about my little career that I had. I scored eight once in my life from third grade on. And I had the damn flu against Laconia my senior year. Not that I'm comparing myself to him. He's making $50 million. He's scoring 8 points in an NBA game twice in a week. Turning the ball over. Oh, my God. I watched the end of three Celtics games this week. So they lost to the Clippers. They lost to the Bucks. They lost to the Lakers, who didn't have LeBron and Davis.
I didn't see that.
They got killed. And then they should have lost the other two games. They'd come in down in crunch time, just chucking up threes. It's like, come on. What the hell is Joe Mazzulla doing? Like, we got to trade two people, Brown and Mazzulla.
Yeah.
That's it. We got rid of Smart, which was a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, I say all this. They have the best record in the NBA, and I'm saying this stuff. It's like, it is so frustrating to watch this team play. Like, what were they, 16 for 48 from three against the Lakers?
Why do I do that? That's what I don't understand.
Get to the basket. They took 7 free throws in that game.
Well, you don't get free throws if you shoot threes all night.
I understand that.
Yeah.
That's impossible. That's going to be a record. You took 7 foul shots in a 48-minute NBA game where there's a foul on every other play. Like, you can't see that as a coach, that we need to get to the basket and get rid of this analytics bolt S?
I don't get
He's got to go. He's losing the room, too. He's losing them. They're not listening to him. You go in the huddle with a guy who's 35 years old, you look at him like, what?
Right.
And then they go out of the side, okay, this is what we're really going to do. I mean, that's what's going to happen here. Like, they're tuning him out already. We're barely to the All-Star break. Like, it's just going to get worse. Like, it's going to be the same. If they continue to play three-point basketball,
it's going to be the same outcome.
You've got 7-3 Porzingis. You've got Tatum 6'9". Brown 6'7". Horford 7 feet tall. We can't get near the basket. And you got White and the other guy out front. Holiday. Those guys are good players, but you can't. Oh, my God. It's like, I can't imagine watching them every night like people do. I watched the tail end. So we watched a bunch of movies this week. We're in the movie. I watched two last night while the girls drank all night. I watched two good movies, by the way. Coda, C-O-D-A, is a really good movie. It's about a family, fishing family in Gloucester.
Really?
The parents were deaf, and the son was deaf, and the daughter was the only one who could hear.
Is that on Netflix?
It was on Hulu or Netflix, one of the two. Great story. Fishing family. She was in high school. She turned out to be this amazing singer. Obviously, they couldn't hear her. It's a really good movie. Coda, C-O-D-A. And then I watched Whiplash. For any of you people who like musicals, it's about a drummer, a kid. You know the kid. He's a handsome kid. He's the drummer. I went to bed at 1 in the morning last night. I watched Whiplash. Really good movie. That last scene, oh, my God. For anybody who loves the drums, loves music, the guy, the conductor was a real asshole, as you'll find out. But two good movies. Now, I just heard that this Lionel Richie thing just came out, We Are the World, the making of the song We Are the World.
Yeah.
They say that's a must watch
with
all the people. So on the movie front, not that I'm a critic, but Actually, another good movie I watched this week was Adrift, A-D-R-I-F-T. Maestro was horrible, just for the record. My wife picked that one up.
I watched a decent one, too.
What?
The Hill.
That's a movie?
Yep. The Hill is the name of it.
What's it about?
Just a kid who was born back in the day, had a bone thing with his legs and everything.
Yeah.
And he wanted to play Major League Baseball, and no one.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, good movie. I believe it ended. I don't know if it ended in 75 or he made it in 75. I think it ended in 75, his career. He played 4 years, and.
The Hill is a great movie, people are writing me.
He ended up, his bones gave out, he blew a knee out or something like that, that ended his career. Then he went on to coach in the league and stuff.
He made it to the Blue Jays, Bob said.
Not the Blue Jays. Yeah.
That's what he said.
No, the Expos.
Montreal Expos?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was the, Dawson, Andre Dawson played for the Expos.
Yes.
The Hawk. Yeah.
When you said Dawson, I was thinking of that movie you liked. I don't know why that popped into my head. Remember Dawson?
Dawson's Creek?
Dawson was the name of the character in this movie, and it'll come to me what movie it was.
Huh.
Was it Dawson who got captured in the Japan, and he was a runner?
What are you talking
for
about?
For the Olympics or something?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you're the one that said the movie there, and I watched it.
Really?
I'll look it up.
Yes. Sure you will. All right, there's your movie. So high school sports is rolling, and I had everything written down, but this is I'm just going on memory. Okay, Hartford boys, hoop, number one. I think they've lost one game. Hanover boys, number one. They've lost one game. Mascoma's second or third. Kearsarge boys are in fourth. Kearsarge girls are in fourth. Hanover girls are in seventh. Hartford girls hoops in third. Windsor's number one. Hartford girls hockey's number two. Woodstock's number three. Burn Burton took over number one. Hartford high hockey's two or three. Leb hockey's 8-3. Number three in the state. They play Saturday. They play today. Hanover's sixth. Making a comeback this year, Hanover boys hockey. I mean, Hartford and everything. It's amazing, honestly. And I had all kinds of stuff. So we're not that far away from the playoffs. We're a month. We got less than a month. The playoffs start for a bunch of these teams.
Right.
Yeah. So a lot of good stuff going on in the valley for sure, as far as high school sports goes. And we'll keep up with the playoffs for sure. It, you know, obviously, if I brought my notes, and we'd have a lot more info.
We got to choose a game and go to it around here. Maybe we go to the Kearsarge.
I know we keep saying that. Yep. I'd like to see the Hartford guys play.
Yeah, we could go over there.
Dean Cashman, Monday, 6:40. Nothing tonight. Yep, there you go. Leb Raiders, Dino's got him at 8-3. Him and Benny Peters on the bench. 10-3 overall. Had that big win over Hartford there in the Christmas time.
What I was hearing, Lebanon hockey is made up of three teams.
Yep. Lebanon,
but
Stevens.
They also had to move up a division because school enrollment?
I don't believe it.
I think so.
Dean,
Division 2, I think.
Dean's listening. He'll write it. I don't believe they did. So, Lebanon, Stevens, and Mascoma, I believe, are the men's side. And on the women's side, it's Lebanon, Stevens, Kearsarge, maybe? I'm pretty sure that's right. Woody is right. You did move up a division.
Why do you doubt me? Is what I?
Because you're just guessing. You and your buddy Dawson. All right. You listen to the bus. We'll be back after the break.
Bam!
but the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your
I played for the Expos.
The
all those guys, Tim Raines, Larry Walker, Marty. All right, we got to thank the sponsors. The Allen's Vending Hotline is back. Renee was at my house last night, actually. Renee, slept over. Awesome. And I'm going to Brene tomorrow, River Valley Club at 9 a.m. My first appearance. It's where the high rent district, though. I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm going to give it a whirl. Jake's Market. Kidder's Automotive.
If they can't fix it, scrap it.
Upper Valley Stoves with Shawnee Griffin. Wilson Tire keeps you rolling along. Richard's Electric in Wilder, Vermont. Marsh Brothers Deli. I went twice this week for the Richie Omelette, and it worked. HP Roofing. They're not goofing, they're roofing. Martin's Mechanical out there in Enfield. William Smith Auctioneers. J.S. Autobody. Pete and Toby. God bless you, Pete. We're going to miss you. Man. Bubba's Bar and Grill.
Bubba.
Field and Sons out of Grantham. Paint and Place Signs with Chad Hemingway. Biden Concrete. Hilton Garden Inn. Lundy Lawn Care. East Plainfield Auto.
I got to have a shout out to Curtis and Ray. They work over there. The Casellas over there. Just a couple listeners. Wife works over there, and he said, "Does your husband do a radio show?" She says, "Yep, with Rich Parker." We listen to that all the time. So it's a couple of drivers that listen
for Casella.
Yeah.
Where would you see them?
I wouldn't see them. They told Kathy, my wife,
works over there. Yeah.
We're just giving them a shout out. Yeah. Maybe they could call. Hey.
Casella. They pick up all the garbage in the valley, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. They got a lot of people.
All right. So we've talked about the pro sports. We talked fishing.
We didn't talk about the Celtics.
Here we go. We can.
Who turn around in the first half and score 81 points. The only problem is against the Pacers is the Pacers had 69, 70, 71 points.
Yeah.
And they lost the lead in the middle of the third quarter. How do you score 81 points in the first half and you're fighting to win the game in the fourth quarter?
That's because they just come down and they don't take care of the ball. They don't use the shot clock. And when they do, it's a three-pointer at the buzzer.
Yeah.
There's no set plays. They come out of a timeout. It's like gym class. All right, let's give it to Tatum. He's going to dribble for 18 seconds and then shoot a three-pointer.
And lose.
Yeah. That's the recipe they've used for years now to lose.
My question to you was, how did Brown and Tatum, and I'm not saying they're not, but how did they become these stars?
Because
I'm not saying they're not good, but how did they become stars like a LeBron, a Jordan? Right. Any of these guys. How do you put them in the same category?
First of all, they're not. They're not in the same category. Because they can't do it when it counts the most. They don't put teams on their backs. The reason they're stars is because one averages 25 and the other one averages 28. That's why they're stars, so-called stars. They have the status. They got the max contracts.
Who is it?
It's John from Wilder.
Hey, John.
How you doing, John?
Good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
You guys hit on a hot spot here with me with the Celtics. It's the same thing. We've talked about this in the past. The basketball is no longer the basketball that we all grew up playing, where you set picks and everybody races to the boards to get a rebound.
Yep.
These guys, they are just 3-point shooters. That's it. The Celts have a bunch of good quality talent, but they don't play basketball. And the what scares me most about this team is when you get in the playoffs, the teams that win the championship play defense. And this team does not play defense.
Yeah.
And that's what Woody was saying the other night. I was watching that same game. It was 81-65 at halftime. And I thought to myself, man, that's a lot of points. But then the other team scored a lot of points, too. And I didn't feel comfortable going into the second half. And sure enough, they end up losing the lead. So
here's the thing, though, John. They literally have the most talented roster in the NBA. They do.
I agree.
They do.
I agree.
They have the best starting five in the NBA.
Yeah, I've come to the same conclusion you did, Rich, is that I don't think these guys listen to Mazzulla. You look at them in the huddle, and not a lot of them are paying attention. And I think they actually go back on the court, and they figure out what they're going to do themselves.
I agree. 100%. That happens all the time when you have a coach who loses the room. You don't respect him. It's just like they've done everything the right way. I got to give the Celtics credit, John. They spend the money. We have the players. We're paying everybody. I mean, we got two guys making $50 million. You know, Porzingis is making 30-something. It's not the lack of talent. It's the lack of leadership. And it's the lack of leadership on the court, too, because there isn't anybody who could take charge out there. It just they can't.
That's exactly right. We got a team in the Celtics that they're spending the money and they're getting the talent. And we got a team like the Red Sox and the Patriots that aren't spending the money and aren't getting the talent. And so you have to think, well, what's better? But I would rather have a team that plays defense with that talent because you can win a championship.
Yeah.
If they get bounced early again in the playoffs, Mazzulla is gone.
We'll see if he gets through the season. We'll see how it goes. They're kind of on a downward spin. They can't beat any of the good teams. Like, they just don't beat good teams.
Because they don't play defense, Rich. That's it.
Yeah.
If they play defense with that offense that they've got, they'd win. And then the other thing about the Patriots, how about Baker Mayfield?
Oh, my God. Woody just said the same thing during the break. I almost threw him out the freaking window.
Well, here's why I was thinking, Rich. Apparently this offensive coordinator that came from the Browns, I believe it was.
Yeah.
He actually had Baker Mayfield for a short period of time, and they won a playoff game with him. That offensive coordinator and Baker Mayfield. So if they're going to spend money, I bet it goes that direction.
Okay, John, you know how much Baker Mayfield thinks he's going to get paid this year?
Oh, probably like Jaylen Brown, all kinds of money.
$45 million he's commanding.
Yeah,
we paid Brady 24.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see him behind that offensive line if they don't shore it up. He'll be on his butt more times than Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Have a great day, guys. Great weekend.
John, before you leave, do you want to see Mac Jones back?
I don't think we have a choice. He's got a year left of his contract, and I don't think anybody else would take him.
Oh, so we're going to go on the cheap and we're just going to play him because we owe him $2
million? That's exactly what I think is going to happen because they won't get anything for him and they got him under contract.
How about just give him away?
And I just don't think they'll release him.
How about give him to someone else and pay the $2 million? Say thanks for coming.
Yeah, well, if you could do that. Who needs a quarterback worse than us? Arizona, maybe? I don't know. Anyway. All right, have a great day.
All right, the Giants do. Okay, they had the pizza guy this year. Yeah. All right, see you, John. There you go. See, people are watching this. So that's a good scenario, John said. Would you rather have the Patriots and the Red Sox or the Celtics? I definitely would rather have the Celtics.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the Celtics.
They got the pieces. They just got to change their game.
How about if we bring Bird out of retirement for 2 years and let him coach the squad?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Talk about reviving it.
We were talking about how did Tatum and Brown become.
And I told you how. They're scoring 50 to 60 points between them every night. Well, not every night, but superstars don't disappear. Tatum in the playoffs last year and the year before. 11 points in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Right? That's not. LeBron never did that. Jordan, they don't do that. Bird never did that. Great players don't do that. They show up every single night. Bird played every game. Jordan played every game. I went through it months ago, how many games they played every year. If they didn't play, they were literally hurt. These guys come to freaking Boston. They sit on the bench in their dress clothes. Davis and LeBron, they're going to play in New York. They're playing New York tonight, I think. They're playing the Knicks.
Yeah.
They'll play tonight.
Yeah.
You imagine buying a ticket.
They didn't need to play last night.
I understand that. You imagine buying a ticket. You got your two boys.
Yeah.
Right? They're 12 years old, 14 years old, Robert, yep. Jacob. You go down. What? LeBron and Anthony Davis coming to town. We get down there. They're in freaking dress clothes.
Right. They only play in Boston one time.
Yeah.
The other night.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's load management.
Like.
And they said the load management has not done anything for injuries. The injuries are the exact same with or without load management. So right. That load management is just, it's just the, oh my God.
So just little things that you pick up on. Like the other night, it was against the Nuggets. And it come down. They had a chance to win it.
Jokic, yep.
And they go into the huddle, they come out, give it to Tatum, down towards the box, outside the box a little bit. He fiddles, diddles, and throws it up, Faye Dunaway.
Off-balance shot, probably.
Never touch rim.
Yep.
Okay. I can't come out with something better than that, but why isn't Brown on the floor, too? He is your second guy.
He wasn't on the floor?
He wasn't on the floor. I'm making $50 million and I'm not on the floor at crunch time? What's that telling you?
It's telling me he can't do it when it counts the most. He doesn't want to be in there. That's what it tells me. Because if you're the second best player, you're in there. You're telling the coach.
Whether or not you were taking the shot,
all right, we'll be
you
back.
Are a guy that they have to cover at
we'll
that
be back
point.
Down the home stretch here.
Bam!
Stretch. This was like 1976. Lebanon High School and had the smoking room.
Yeah.
Okay, so Leb Hockey moved up to D2 this year after going 1-19 last year in Division 3. Why not move up? They have one player from Stevens, three from Mascom. They have 14 total skaters and two goalies. They have 16 kids on the team. They're Division 2. And NHIA is something else. Amazing. So Bernhard Langer getting ready to play in his final Masters. I think it's his 41st Masters. Ruptures his Achilles tendon working out this week.
Uh-oh.
Ruptured it Thursday, had surgery Friday.
Done?
Yeah.
Will that take care of him for the whole year?
They were saying like 6 months he'd be back walking and stuff.
So basically it takes a whole season.
He's done for the summer.
Yeah.
He's 66 years old. I mean, he's almost done. Honestly. Seriously. I mean, how much money do you need? But what a story, because it just came out this week. A big story about him, you know, playing in his final Masters. You know, he's emotional about it. And then, what did he say? In 40 years, he shot 2 rounds over 80 at Augusta. In 40 years. He's won it twice. And that's a crappy way to end out. I wonder if that was his decision to be the last Masters or theirs.
I don't know. Had to be his.
So now he's going to be hitting the opening tee shot with Nicklaus and Player.
Can he do it?
And Watson. Not this year.
Right.
No, I mean, the Masters in like 6 weeks. He's not doing it. Just a sad story, though. I hate to even report that, to be honest with you. So what were you saying about the Derby out in Canaan?
Well, I read on Facebook, and I got to make sure, but I heard it's been canceled.
That's always been a big thing, right?
Oh, yeah, with the kids, loved it. My boys growing up took Hazel. Last year we won prizes, big for the kids. They put on a great derby, but, you know, like this year, the ice is so not safe that.
Did you go to Sunapee last Sunday?
I did.
And what happened?
Caught some Lakers.
You did?
Yeah.
Who, you weren't going to tell us? You tell us about where you get shut out up in Canada?
No, I went
you
down.
You pitched another shutout. How about that?
Boy.
Did you catch some Lakers at Sunapee?
Yeah.
Any good ones?
No. But I'm catching. In the time we haven't got much ice and you need to, you know,
was
go
it,
fishing.
Was it creaky?
No. It was 8 inches of ice there off the state beach. I haven't tried anywhere else. I may tomorrow. We'll see.
Cold today.
Yeah, but it's not. No.
No?
A funny thing is, like.
Oh, groundhog. It was groundhog day.
Yeah. Like, I trap my bait. So I go out and I cut a big hole. I put a piece of plywood over it. And I cover it with snow, okay? And the nights can go down to 1 below. I go out, I take the plywood, flip it open, and the water's open.
Clean hole.
There it is.
Wow.
Okay? What I'm saying is...
How many pieces of plywood? You do it more than one hole?
Yeah, I have a couple holes that I do. But what I'm saying is, by putting that snow... A little bit of snow over the top of that plywood
insulates. Keeps
that water from freezing. Just like when you get ice and you put a snow cover over, oh yeah, it's getting cold. It's, you know.
It's oh, so it's not making ice underneath.
Not much.
Huh. Interesting. All right, we got through another week.
Unbelievable.
Next week, Super Bowl weekend. Here Ooh, we come.
We didn't make our picks.
We don't have to. We'll make them next Saturday because the game's Sunday.
Boy, you are right.
Yeah, that Plymouth State freaking degree always comes in handy.
Once in 20 years.
Don't worry about the horses being blind. Just load the wagon. Have a great week, everybody. Stay warm. We love you.
Bam.